This is In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. The head of the U.S. Agency for International Development is stepping down after 5 years of service. Tom Shoup's editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he says that Rajiv Shah will leave behind a legacy that proves innovation can happen in a stifling federal bureaucracy in a relatively short period of time. Tom, it's great to talk to you as always. He did what he said, or what we always say can't be done, or what we report at least can't be done. At USAID, he went out and proved us wrong, didn't he, Tom?
Yeah, in a very real sense, he certainly did. And that's why everybody was talking about him this week, right?
A lot of people talking about his departure after being on the job, at least in our little circle. And outside of our little circle, most people have probably never heard of this guy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, when... It's the sort of one of the curses of being in government is when you do something genuinely innovative and different and successful by pretty much every measure, people tend not to notice. And when there's a scandal and when something goes wrong, that becomes a big, big story.
You write that he worked at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation before entering government, served early in the Obama administration at the Agriculture Department before we took over USAID. And you write he shifted the emphasis of the agency to directly funding local groups and tapping the resources of companies and nonprofits to tackle key global development issues. How is that different from the way USAID operated before he took over?
Well, the traditional way they operated was to get money, to funnel money directly to large American contractors, and then they would funnel it to people on the ground and try to get projects funded and things done there. And it was hard to have a lot of accountability in that system. And he really tried to sort of cut out the middleman there and go directly to local groups and fund initiatives and then try to do all kinds of sort of innovative things in terms of essentially serving as a kind of venture capital fund to try to get to jumpstart local projects and really innovative things on the ground.
Here's the core of why nobody outside of our little space has ever heard of this guy. You write, Shah's efforts attracted remarkably little controversy. Earlier this year, he had a difficult time explaining why USAID was involved in a secret scheme to set up a Twitter-like service in Cuba. But that was about it in the way of scandal. In today's oversight-intensive, presumption of incompetence environment, that's an impressive feat in and of itself. And I'll add this to that, Tom, if I may. He was in a space where if somebody who was of the ilk to say that we shouldn't be spending as much in foreign aid as we should, he would have been a wonderful target to go after if they could have found something on him. So I'm sure it's not for lack of trying that nobody has really found much to pick at about his tenure as leader of USAID.
Yeah, that's right. It's not as though this was really some backwater agency that nobody cared about or that everybody was sort of behind. You're actually exactly right. Foreign aid is one of the most often criticized elements of the budget and has attracted all kinds of controversy on Capitol Hill. And Raj Shah managed to get strong bipartisan support for everything he did, which is really an amazing accomplishment in today's environment where almost everything becomes a political issue, and even the things that are successful often are treated as the wrong approach and suspect merely because they're the project of the other party. So for him to do what he did under those circumstances and to draw genuine bipartisan support, I think it was Lindsey Graham who said last week that if you can get Tom Coburn to back foreign aid, you really have accomplished something.
Yeah, you quoted Lindsey Graham in your piece that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com. Calling him a smart coalition builder who's brought a long overdue, transparent, and businesslike approach to USAID. You know, Lindsey Graham is not exactly a really tight, good friend of the Obama administration. So for him, in and of himself, let alone Senator Coburn, to say something affirmative about President Obama's foreign policy efforts, which essentially is where USAID serves, that's quite an accomplishment, too.
Yeah, It really is. I can't think of somebody else in the past 5 or 6 years who's had the level of success in doing that and genuinely attracting support for your work in a bipartisan fashion. And I think it says a lot about taking both an innovative approach to running a federal program and to being really driven by results and evidence of programs. I think the glimmer of hope here for the rest of government is that if you do that, and if you can show your approach is working, people will stand up and pay attention. And I think that offers some reason for optimism for people across government and removes sort of the excuse for not trying innovative, cutting-edge things, because it turns out that you can get support for them.
You kind of anticipated my next question, which is, what do we take away from his tenure that may apply other places? One trait that maybe is pretty easy to attribute to Mr. Shah, but that you didn't write about, is determination. My sense was, when he came in, he had a pretty good idea of what the two or three or four, I don't want to put numbers in his mouth or words in his mouth, but it seemed like he had a really limited agenda, but he was very determined to execute that limited agenda.
I think that's right. And he was very driven and had a clear idea in mind of what he wanted to accomplish and really was a believer in the agency's mission. Sometimes when people come in going guns blazing and really trying to overturn things, it causes employees at the agency to start to think maybe that person is not that committed to the mission of the agency. And I don't think that was the case here. I don't think you can achieve this kind of success without gaining a lot of support among the rank and file. And I think that's because he was deeply committed to funding things that actually made a difference and to having USAID's work really genuinely cause change around the world. And I think that really drove what he did.
A couple of things you cite here that I want to call people's attention to. The U.S. Global Development Lab cultivated new approaches to solving development issues. Its Development Innovation Ventures Fund has invested millions of dollars in more than 100 ideas in 35 countries. The agency launched 6 grand challenges for development to fund projects ranging from promoting clean energy to developing new protective suits for healthcare workers fighting Ebola. There's nothing, as I looked at more deeply into each of those efforts, there's nothing going on in any of those that couldn't both scale within USAID or transfer to another agency that somebody could do it the same way if they decided they wanted to. Is that a reasonable assumption on my part, Tom?
I think that's probably right. Now, scale is always the difficult thing. It's a lot easier to start things as pilot programs and to get some initial results than it is to scale things up and really start spending a lot of money and getting a lot of results. So he may be leaving at a time when, you know, taking it to the next level will be someone else's challenge. But there shouldn't be a reason why this approach, given that it's so evidence-based and so results-based, ought not to be able to hold up. The question is, who's the next person who comes in? Are they as committed to the mission, and are they, frankly, as talented a leader as he was?
Is it going to be more complicated to attract somebody like that, given that we've got 25 months left in this administration, Tom?
Yeah, I think it'll be, in a sense, yes. I think it's difficult to get a high-profile person to sign on. In another sense, this is the part of the administration toward the end here where you don't have to accomplish a lot of other things in making a nomination to this kind of post, and you can really focus on finding somebody who's really qualified and experienced. And so in that sense, it may be that somebody is ready to step up and take on this opportunity. Also, this part of an administration is often a time when a career executive will actually be named, at least on an acting basis and sometimes on a permanent basis, to fill the top slot. And often those are people who are very talented and really know what they're doing.